I'm Mary Angish, and with me is our gardening expert, Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, this time of year, lots of families gathering around to celebrate the harvest. There's the traditional turkey with all the side dishes, or potluck get-togethers with friends. Whatever shape your holiday gathering takes, you might want to add some centerpieces to the table. And I know, Charlie, that you have really fun ideas on how to make these ourselves. What can you tell us?
Well, Mary, this time of year for Thanksgiving, it's also a transition time. So with a centerpiece, you could really reflect that in what you put in that centerpiece, putting things that would harken back to the harvest in the summer, some things that are happening now in the fall, and some things, of course, that you're going to be looking forward to in the winter. So there's some things to think about, some guidelines before you actually start putting this thing together. First of all, if you're doing one big centerpiece, make sure it's not too tall. I've been at tables where they put a big centerpiece with big candles and you can't even see the person on the other side of the table. So keep it a little bit lower so people can talk with each other. You do want to have people talk with each other during these occasions. And also, if you have a big table, maybe do a couple different smaller centerpieces. Or you can be even really sweet about it and get some of those little mini pumpkins, hollow them out, fill them up with potting soil, and put some little succulent plants that you can get at the garden centers for each one of the people that are at the table. And then they can take those home and pot them up and have them as a remembrance of their great Thanksgiving they had at your house. So putting together the actual centerpiece, though, for me, it all starts with the evergreen. So get some boughs of evergreens, such as pine, spruce, junipers, some of the cedars. And if you want to soften it a bit, you can even mix in some broadleaf evergreens, like rhododendrons and pieras. And then on top of that, you want to start putting all your accessories. And this is really all dependent on what's available for you and what you're interested in. You can start with things like pine cones and acorns, nuts that you might have out there, berries like from holly plants and dogwoods and viburnums. You can mix in some things like some ferns. You know, ferns are evergreens. You can harvest some of those, or some of those dried hydrangea flowers that you're seeing out there right now on a lot of shrubs, mixing those in there. But also you want to have some things that are still alive. You know, it's kind of harkening back to summer. So maybe put some little transplants of rosemary or mint or parsley and thyme, things that maybe you were using in your actually Thanksgiving meal this year. So you have the plants that reflect back to summer. You have the things that are going on in the fall with some of these beautiful nuts and berries. And then, of course, you have the bark. You can even put things like paper bark birch, you know, peeling some of that bark off and putting that in as an element to your centerpiece. It has those three seasons all combined, all in celebration of the harvest and all in celebration of getting together with good friends and good family.
Oh, you know, I love this idea, and I love to go out in my yard and sometimes the neighbor's yard with permission.
Permission's important.
let's tackle a question from Josh in West Brookfield, and Josh writes, "We recently had some work done near our septic tank, and the grass surrounding the lid and the access, it's now just dirt. I'd love to plant some kind of voracious ornamental or herb around the lid to keep the grass at bay, since mowing the lid, it's kind of a hassle." So Josh writes, "I was thinking of mint, but we have mint in other spots around the yard already. Do you have any other recommendations?"
Yes, Josh. So first of all, if you have a septic field area, you don't want to put down any trees or shrubs because they have root systems that'll get in and it can actually disrupt the lines that are there, clog them, and cause your system to fail. So you don't want to put any of those in that situation. So you're right to think about herbs and maybe some wildflowers. Those would be the best kinds of plants to have in that area. You mentioned mint, but some of the other Mediterranean herbs, so like the oreganos and the thymes, would work really well in there. You can pop those in different places and just kind of let them spread around. They'll do really well. But any ground covers, lamiums, for example, are another one that could grow pretty well on a septic mound. Anything like that that'll be less likely that you have to be mowing it down as often. You're probably still going to have to do some mowing and string trimming. You want to keep that mound open at least so once or twice a year to mow it all down, so you don't get any trees or shrubs coming in. If you do want to have shrubs around, down from the mound itself, when you're into regular soil, you can put things that like it a little wet, because that's where a lot of the water is going to drain to. So elderberries, aronias, hollies, some of the shrub dogwoods, those can go down in that area. So the combination could be really nice where the mound is still functioning and you've got some useful and beautiful plants.
Very nice. If you've got late season garden questions, overwintering plants and shrubs questions, indoor plants questions, you can send them to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this podcast wherever you find your favorites. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you. in the garden.